Dirty Sanchez Series 2, out now on DVD. Had an accident at work? We specialise in self-inflicted injuries and mutilation.
I thought I was going to die.
Need a new look? The Sanchez stylists are waiting for your call. Full body waxing is a joy. Sanchez Construction. We will and can break anything. No job too small. Dirty Sanchez Jobs for the Boyos, a complete second series out now on DVD. Two discs with over 4 hours of unseen footage. Certificate 18.
Archimedes, your radical mathematical theories have redefined relativity and quantum mechanics, and now the Nobel Prize. Are there any other burning questions left to be answered?
Yes. How can we make train timetables easier to understand?
At Arriva Trains Wales, we've been listening to you, our customers. As the first part of an ongoing programme of improvements, we're introducing a new easy-to-understand and easy-to-remember timetable. Our new timetable starts on December the 11th, so pick up a copy at your local station or download it from arrivatrainswales.co.uk. Arriva Trains Wales. Times are changing.
Once upon a time, and of all the good days in the year, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house. It was cold, bleak, biting weather, foggy withal. And he could hear the people in the court outside go wheezing up and down, beating their hands upon their breasts and stamping their feet on the pavement stones to warm them. The city clocks had only just gone three, but it was quite dark already. The fog came pouring in at every chink and keyhole, and was so dense without, the houses opposite were mere phantoms.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle!
It was Scrooge's nephew, who had so heated himself with rapid walking in the fog and the frost that he was all in a glow. His face was ruddy and handsome, and his eyes sparkled.
God save you!
Bah! Humbug!
Christmas a humbug, Uncle? You don't mean that, I'm sure.
I do. Merry Christmas.
Don't be cross, Uncle.
What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this? Out upon Merry Christmas. What's Christmas time to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older and not an hour richer? If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his old pudding and buried with a stick of holly through his heart.
Uncle?
Nephew, keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine.
His nephew left the room. He stopped at the outer door to bestow the greetings of the season on the clerk, who, cold as he was warmer than Scrooge, for he returned them cordially.
There's another fellow. My clerk, Bob Cratchit. With 15 shillings a week and a wife and a family, you're talking about a Merry Christmas? I'll retire to Bedlam.
The clerk, in letting Scrooge's nephew out, had let another in. He was a portly gentleman, pleasant to behold, and now stood with his hat off in Scrooge's office. He bowed to him.
Scrooge and Marley's, I believe. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?
Mr. Marley's been dead 7 years. He died 7 years ago this very night.
Oh, I'm sure his liberality will be well represented by his surviving partner. At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, it is more than usually desirable to make some slight provision for the poor and destitute who suffer greatly at the present time. Many thousands are in want of common comfort, sir. Hundreds and thousands are in want of common necessaries.
Humbug.